Begin the current daf Masechtas Megillah daf Lamed Alf. Begin 6 lines down with the Tam of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins the discussion explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which was discussing the different kriyas HaTorah that are on different Mayadim on different times of the year. So Tarta Rabban Lina Braisa that elaborates on this, and as Rashi explains, this is an intact Braisa going down to later in the Amid. It's just that it goes through all the different Karban Sachag, but those who wrote the Gemara cut up and kept on stopping in the middle of the Braisa to explain how is the current practice, because in the Braisa they was taught in Eretz Yisrael where they only have one day Yom Tov. But in the Gemara, Talmud Bavli, in Bavel, where they had 2 days Yom Tov, so in that, as we see in the thread of this Braisa, the Gemara keeps on interjecting and saying, and today, but what do we do now that there's 2 days? But essentially, it's one long Braisa discussing every single Yom Tov about what are the Kriyas HaTorah and the HaTorah from Navi. So says the Gemara, we learn in the Braisa, the Pesach Kairin, the Parashas Mayadus. As we said in the Mishnah, on Pesach we read from the Parashah that talks about the Yom Tovim, that in Teres Kainim and Sefer VeYikra, which discusses obviously one of those, the first of the Yom Tovim is Pesach. Umaftirin bePesach Gilgal, and the Haftarah is from Pesach in the days of Yeshua ben Nun in the place called Gilgal, where they had a Karm Pesach, and that's mentioned over there, therefore that's lained as the Navi of the Haftarah on Pesach. Now, says the Gemara, this way the Gemara interjects in the Braisa, V'idna Dika Trei Yaimi. Now, today, meaning in Bavel, where the Gemara was written, where there's 2 days Yom Tov out of Eretz Yisrael, so Yema Kama bePesach Gilgal, so the first day of the Haftarah is regarding the Pesach in Gilgal and Sefer Yeshua, Ulamachar bePesach Yeshua, and the next day that Haftarah is from Melachim Beis, where it talks about also the Karm Pesach as it is in the days of Yeshua. Now, B'Shayim Eretz Pesach, the other days of Pesach, then Malakit V'Kar Minyan Shel Pesach, so we gather and we read from the topics that relate to Pesach. Says the Gemara Mahi, what is that? Where do we find throughout the Torah topics relating that are to Karban Pesach? So Mapapa says, Mafei Simen. The mnemonic is Mem Aleph Pei Vav, which also can mean Mafei, like baking, that of the matzahs. The Mem is Mishchu Kechulachem Tzayin, which talks about taking the sheep they had to do in Mitzrayim for the Karban Pesach. The Aleph is Mkesev Talves Ami. The Pei is Psalucha, and the Vav is Vayidaber, that's in Parshas Baal Loischa. And these are all different things that relate to the topic where the Inyan of Bechair relates to Pesach, where that was the firstborn of Makas Bechairis, that of the Jewish people versus the Egyptians. And so Rashi says the second day of Yom Tov is also the Kriyas HaTorah itself is the same as the first day, which is the Parshas of Shari Chesev. Again, it's just that the Haftarah on the first 2 days of Yom Tov, one is different than the other. But the rest of the days of Pesach, that of Chol HaShemayid, you have this Ma'afoy, Mem Aleph Pei Vav. Now, Yom Tov Acharon Shel Pesach, so the last day of Pesach, Kairin, so we read Vayhi B'Shalach, which is Vayhi B'Shalach Paroi, because on the 7th day of Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach, is when they said the Shira Al Hayam. That's when Kriyas Yom Tov happened. So therefore we read from that, which starts in Parshas B'Shalach. U'Maftirin, and Aftira on Shvi Shel Pesach, which is the last day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, is the pasuk is in Shmuel Beis that says Ve'idaber David, where it says as Divi Hashira Hazais, which there was a song similar to that of the Shira of Shvi Shel Pesach of the Yom Tov, where the Shira that David says over there is talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim too, Allah Oshin Ba'apoy Ve'Yishal Chitzah Ve'Yifitzim, which talks about Hashem taking revenge on the Egyptians. Now says the Gemara Lamachar, and the next day, we're here in Bavel, where there's Achron Shel Pesach, which is the 8th day. Then the Kriyas HaTorah is Kol HaBachar, which that talks about the halachas of the Mayid, of Yom Tovim. Maftirin, the Naftarah is from Sefer Yeshaya, which says Oid HaYom, which, because there it talks about the downfall of Sancher, which was on the night of Pesach, so therefore that's an apropos Haftarah to have on that last day of Pesach. Now, Amar Baye, he says, however, Ve'idno Noig Alma Lemikri, but today the custom is to actually have the Kriyas HaTorah for all the days of Pesach as follows, where it's in a mnemonic, which is Meshach Torah, draw the ox, which each word is actually referring to a different day's Kriyas HaTorah, starting from the beginning. Meshach refers to the Parsha of Mishchu Kechulachem Tzayin. Torah, which is the ox, refers to the Parsha of Shara Chesev. Kaddish Bechaspa, sanctified with money. Kaddish refers to the Parsha of Kaddish Likol Bechar. And Bechaspa is the Parsha of Mkesev Tel Ves Ami. Psal B'Madbara, carved in the desert, which Psal is the Parsha of Psalacha, and Bamidbar is the Parsha of Bamidbar. Shalach Bukhar, sent forth the firstborn. Shalach is the Parsha of Beshalach, which we said is that's on Shvi Shel Pesach, and Bukhar is on Achar Shel Pesach, is the Parsha of Kol HaBachar. The Braisa continues, so that was all about Pesach. Batseres and Shavuos, we read from the Torah Shiva Shavuos, which talks about the 7 weeks from from the Omer till Shavuos. Umaftirin bechavakuk, and the after is in by Chavakuk, where there it talks about Matan Torah. So therefore, it's apropos for Shavuos, because it says over there, Elokama Teman Yavai, that God comes from Teman, where all the nations of the world didn't want to accept the Torah, and therefore he ended up giving the Torah to the Jewish people. Now, Achaim Omer, the others say, that actually the Kriyas HaTorah is B'chidish HaShlishi, which is in the third month there where it talks about in the Torah regarding the actual giving of the Torah. U'maftirin b'merkava, and the Haftarah is the what's called the Meiser Merkava, the heavenly chariot of all the angels that Yechezkel saw in his prophecy. And the reason for that is because by Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself with myriads of myriads and thousands of angels, and therefore that is appropriate when we have the Haftarah of Merkava to know what the appearance was at Har Sinai with all those ministering angels. Now, this is where the Gemara interjects. Now, today that we're in Bavel, we have 2 days of Shavuos. So we do like both of these opinions, because we have 2 days. But the Ipchats in the reverse order, meaning the Achaim, who they're mentioned secondary to the Tanakama, who they say that you read B'chodesh HaShlishi and after is B'Markava, that's on the first day of Shavuos. And the Tanakama, who he said that you read on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, the 7 weeks that comes up to Shavuos, and after is B'Chavakuk, is on the second day of Shavuos. And the reason why it's opposite is because we have 2 days of Shavuos on the 6th and the 7th and Sivan, and the primary day of Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan. So we want to talk about the Kriyas HaTorah of Matan Torah on the 6th, and that of the 7 weeks, that will be on the 7th of Sivan. Now, continues the Brisa Berish Hashanah, the first day of the year, on Rosh Hashanah B'chodesh HaShvi, we read from the Torah in the 7th month, which talks about that of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. U'maftir naftar is in Sefer Yirmiya HaVen Yakar Li Ephraim. Is this son so precious to me, Ephraim? Because it says over there, Zohar Askaren Urecham Arachmen, I will recall him, I'll have mercy on him, which was what we want on the Day of Judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Now, V'yeshem, some say that actually the Kriyas HaTorah is V'Hashem Pakad Asar, that Hashem remembered Sarah and gave her a son. Umaftirin, and the Haftarah is from Shmuel Aleph, that's Bechana, where because they were promised and the conception for having a child on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, V'idna dekatrayemi, now that there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, in Bavel, Yoyme Kamak Yesh Oymim. So the first day actually is like the Yesh Oymim, where the Kriyas HaTorah is Hashem recalling Sarah, and the Haftarah is from Bechana. And Lamachar, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is actually V'elikim Nises Avram. Talk about the Akedas Yitzchak, and we recall that so that that should recall us on the Day of Judgment that Hashem tested Avram. U'maftirin HaBen Yakar, and the Haftarah is that of HaBen Yakar Li Ephraim. Continues the Braisa, B'yom Kippurim Karin Achrei Mais. In Yom Kippur, the Kriyas HaTorah is Parshas Achrei Mais, which talks about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. Umaftirin, and the Haftarah is from Sefer Yeshaya that says, Kichoyam Aram Anisaka, so says the exalted one and the elevated one, where Va'amar, and he says, Soilu, Soilu, praise him, which talks about the attribute of Tshuva over there. As it says within Yeshaya Nun Ches, this is the fast that I'm going to choose, talking about the accepted repentance, and therefore we have that of the Haftarah in Yom Kippurim, because that's the day of Tshuva. Now, Ubamincha Karim, then there's Kriyas HaTorah B'Mincha Yom Kippurim, so then they read from Sefer Vayikra in the Parsha of Ba'arayas, which is essentially telling people that whoever have sins in their hands should separate them from their sins, because, and why we read from Arias, because immorality is a very common sin, because that's something that a person really desires and the inclination pushes him in those areas to err. Therefore, that's from the main things that whenever we read that on Mincha and Yom Kippur. Umaftirin b'yayna, what's known as Maftir Yayna, the Haftar is from the Sefer Yayna, which talks about the whole idea of having the whole city of Nineveh do tshuva, do repentance. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara points out regarding one of the psukim we just mentioned before. Amar B'yechna, he says, "Kamokim shatamitzi givurasa shal Kadosh Baruch Hu." Wherever you find the might of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or elsewhere it talks about gedulasa shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of Hashem, atamitzi anvitzunus. That's where you find His humility, which is davar zekasa b'Torah. This is written in the Torah, v'shan b'nevim, and it's repeated in the prophets. Meshul spruksum, it's written a third time in the writings, as the Gemara explains. It says in Sefer Devarim, "Ki Hashem lekechem, because Hashem your God, who Elihei, who Elihim, va'adoni, who Adonim." It's talking about He's the God of the gods, He's the Master of the masters, He's everything. That you see, Gevurasei, and Iksib Basri, what does he say after that? Iksib Mishpat Yasem Amon. He does the judgment for the widows and for the orphans. You see His humility where He's dealing with the downtrodden. So to Shana ben Neviim, it's repeated in the prophets, as it says in Sefer Yeshaya, which was the pasuk we brought before. So says the exalted and elevated one, Sheikhin Ad, the one who lives forever, Bekadosh, he's holy, Begum, etc. We're talking about his greatness. What does it say after that? That he's with the downtrodden and the humble of spirit. And Mishulish Biksuvim, we find it a third time in the writings, Tehsilik says the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Sailu praise Hashem, L'reichiv ba'aravis, to the one who rides in the highest of the heavens, which is called Aravis, Beka Shemai with Ka is his name. So it's talking about his greatness. Uksiv Basrein, this is after that, Avi Yisayim and B'dayin Amanus, the father of the orphans and the judge of the widows. So you see, wherever we talk about his greatness, that's where you find his humility. Now, the Brisa continues, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag, the first day of Sukkot, Karim beParashas Mayadish beTeres Kainim, like we have on Pesach, you read from the Parashas of Yom Tov, and that talks about Nesev Yikra, where it talks about the Karbanos over there. Maftirin, and the Aftari is in Sefer Zechariah. It says, Hine Yom Bol Hashem, behold, is the day that comes for Hashem, where it says over there, Lochug is Chag HaSukkot, which therefore it's appropriate to lay that on the Yom Tov Sukkot. Now, says the Gemara, V'in Adikah Trei Yomi, and now today that there's 2 days that we have for the first days of Sukkot. So, L'mochar mikri hachanami karinan. So, yeah, okay, the next day, you're going to have the same kriyas ha'tayra from the Torah. But afturi my maftirin. But what's going to be the haftarah of the second day? It says, the Gemara, it's from Malachim Aleph. It says, V'yikalu el ha'melech Shlomi, that they all gathered to the king Shlomi, which was because of the chunukas abayis, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, that the gathering at that time was during the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and therefore it's appropriate to read that as the haftarah on the second day of Sukkot. Says the Brayso, Shar Kol Yemei Sachag, and all the other days of the Yom Tov Sukkot. Karim beKarbanos Sachag, we read regarding the Karbanos of the Sukkot, unlike Pesach, which we don't do there, because Pesach all the same Karbanos. Sukkot, every single day was a different tally of Karbanos. Says the Brayso, Yemei Achrin, the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Karim Kol HaBachar, so then we read the parasha of Kol HaBachar. It's just that we start a little bit earlier, we start from Aser to Aser, because in that parasha, we have mitzvahs v'chukim, we have mitzvahs and many different statutes that are apply on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, because at that time is what's called Chag HaAsav, when people gather all their produce, so it's a time when the poor need to gather all their food to their house, and additionally it says over there in that parasha, the mitzvah Meiser Ani, Nasan Titzin, giving tzedakah, Pasech Tiftach, opening up, Hanik Tanik, giving to the Eved every day, descending away all these gifts, and lending money, and so on and so forth, where that's appropriate when the person is putting all this stuff into his bank, into his storehouses, and Ubechar, and it talks about the mitzvah b'chor, so we read that on Shmini Atzeres. Umaftir naftar is v'hi kechalit Shlomai, which is that same parasha we said before, when Shlomai Melech ended, because it says on the 8th day he sent him away, and that 8th day was Shmini Atzeres. So therefore we relate that on Shmini Atzeres. L'machar, the next day, in Simchas Torah, Karin v'zeis ha'bracha, so we read the last parasha in the Kriyas ha'Torah, in v'zeis ha'bracha, Umaftirin, and the Aftari is from Malachim Aleph, that says, V'yamet Shlomai, that Shlomai went and stood, which refers to the Chanukah Zabayis, which we said was on Sukkot, and therefore read that on the for the Aftari of Simchas Torah. Now, Amar Rav Huna Merav, it says, Shabbos Chalis B'chol HaShemayit. If you ever have a Shabbos in Chol HaShemayit, what's known as Shabbos Chol HaMayit, Bein B'Pesach Bein B'Sukkot, either one of those which have Chol HaMayit, so Mikra Karina and the Kriyas HaTorah is going to be from Sefer Shemayis of Re'ei Atta, where since it says over there the mitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chol HaShemayit, because it says it's Chag HaMatzos Tishma, where from there the Gemara and Chagiga that Yud Ches Manav learns out the issur of doing Malacha and Chol HaShemayit, so it's appropriate to have that on that Shabbos Chol HaMayit. Now, Afturi, but what's the Aftara? So, B'Pesach, the Aftara in Shabbos Chol HaMayit is from Sefer Yecheskel, that says, Atzamas Yevashis, the dried bones, which were the bones of those who left Mitzrayim before the time that Hashem was going to let them out. So, that's appropriate for Pesach. Of Sukkot, and on Shabbos Chol HaMayit of Sukkot, you read from Sefer Yecheskel, which is B'Yem Bay Goig, which is the day when Goig, which is the apocalypse, which is the ultimate war, which it's mentioned in Sefer Zechariah, B'Hinei Yem Bol Hashem, that has different Pshat and Mefarshim, why that's appropriate for Sukkot. But ultimately, that's the Haftarah that you read in Shabbos Chol HaMayit of Sukkot. Now, B'Chanukah B'Nesim. On Chanukah, you read from the Nesim, which is the Chanukas HaBayis, which was a different Chanukas HaBayis of the Chashmonaim later on, but it's the same idea of inauguration of the Mizbeach. U'maftirin B'Ner Zechariah. The Haftarah is from the candles that talk about in Sefer Zechariah, where it's what we call the Haftarah Rani V'Simchi, because it says over there, Re'isi, I saw V'hini Menor Zav Kul. It talks about a golden menorah, which is definitely appropriate for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Now, ve'imikli shtei Shabbases, sometimes on Chanukah you have what's called two Shabbos Chanukahs. What do you do if there's two Shabbases? So, kamaisa b'ner de Zechariah. So, the first one after is going to be the candles of Zechariah, and basraisa b'ner Shleim. And the second one is going to be from Malachim Aleph, which talks about the candles of Shleim, where it says, v'yaschim chir made, and v'samanoris chamish m'mindin. They made these candelabras when Shleim HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so it talks about the menorah, so therefore we mention that as this, for the Haftarah of the second Shabbos Chanukah. Now, B'Purim, the Kriyas HaTorah is V'yavei Amalek, which obviously is referring to the descendant of Haman, of Amalek, which is Haman, therefore Purim. Barash Chadashim and Rish Chaydish, and the here you don't have after. Barash Chadashim and Rish Chaydish, you lean over Rosh Chachachachim, which is besides the parasha of Kamar Tamin, you talk about the karbanas of Rish Chaydish. And Rish Chaydish Chalis b'Shabbos, if Rish Chaydish falls out to be on Shabbos, so Maftir and the Aftarah of the Kriya Satira on that Shabbos is in Sefer Yeshai, which is Bahayu Midei Chaydish b'Chachay, that it was on every single the Rish Chaydish of that month, which refers to Rish Chaydish, therefore he landed on that Shabbos. Now Chalis be'echem Shabbos, if Rish Chaydish falls out to be on a Sunday, so may etmol, so the day before on Shabbos, Maftir and Aftar is going to be not the parish of the week, but from Shmuel Alf, it says be'yimel Yohanes and Macha Chaydish. Yohanes said to him that tomorrow is the beginning of the month, so therefore that's appropriate to lane that on that Shabbos, talking about that the next day is going to be Rish Chaydish. Now Amar Avuna, Avuna says to continue to Medbez, he says Rish Chaydish Av Shchalis be'Shabbos. If the beginning of the month of Av Rish Chaydish falls out on Shabbos, so Maftir and the Haftar is going to be from Sefer Yeshaya. Chad Sheichem Umayadechem Son and Afshar. Hashem says your months, meaning Rish Chaydish, and your Yom Tovim, Hashem says I despise. Hayolai L'Tarich. It's a tircha for me. It's exerting me. So therefore that's appropriate for Rish Chaydish Av regarding the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Now says the Gemara, my Hayolai L'Tarich. What does Hashem mean when he says that it's actually a tircha for me? So my Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Loi dain lehem liyisrael shachayit lefana. It's not enough for the Jewish people that they sinned in front of me, which was why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And again, therefore, that's what the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Rish Chaydish of Av. But not only that they sin, they make the effort on me that I have to go and figure out what terrible decree do I have to bring on them because of the sins that they're doing. So it's like a tercha, like not only you're sinning, you're making me go through the effort, so to speak, to have to figure out, okay, how am I going to give you punishment because of what you did? Now says the Gemara, but Tisha B'Av Gufi Mem Aftarin, and what's the Aftarin on Tisha B'Av itself? So Rabbi says from Sebi Yeshaya, that says, Eicha Hois Lozaina, which has a few elements over here, Eicha as we read, Eicha, and also Zaina, how did she become a harlot, which is the Jewish people strayed from their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Mikramai, what do we read from the Torah? So Tanya Lona Braisa, that Achem, the others say, from Vayikra, where it says, Vim Leis Sish Malif, they're not going to listen to me, then all the retribution that the Jewish people are going to get. Rav Nosson by Yosef, he says from Sefer Bamidbar, which it says, Ad ani yinatsuni om hazeh, until when are they going to provoke me? Referring to the Meraglim, which was the whole precursor of Tisha B'Av. V'yeshayim, some say, where it says later on over there, Ad masay le'idah ra hazeh, until when are you going to have this evil assembly, which again, both of them are talking about the Meraglim, which they came back on Tisha B'Av and said the report, and then the Jewish people cried, and then as the Gemara says in Tainus, Chavetz Chaim Alf, ultimately led that Hashem says, I'm going to give you what to cry about. And those are the days that the Beis Hamikdash were destroyed both times in the future. Amma Baye says, "Heidna nog alma lemikri." He says, "Actually, today the custom is on Tisha B'Av to read from Sefer Devarim that says Kiselid Banim, but you're going to give birth to sons, as that whole Teichacha, which says that it's bad things are going to happen, which is what the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is." Umaftirin and Aftarah that is the minik says Abaye is Asif Asif from Sefer Yirmiyah that Hashem says I will surely destroy them, which is the same reference of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Now we continue with the Mishnah that said Bimamadis. On the Mamadis, which is when the 24 groups of Jewish people, which every week is another group correlating to the 24 groups of Kehanim, which those in Yerushalayim, so they stand over there when the Kehanim are doing the Avodah. But those are not there. In their cities, they gather and they do customs, fasting, and as the Mishnah said, the occurring B'maisa B'Rashis V'chulu. So they read from the B'maisa B'Rashis on Sunday about Sunday's creation and so on and so forth. So the Gemara wonders, where do we know this from? In other words, that what does reading about B'maisa B'Rashis have to do with Mamadis? Mamadis were that they were positioning themselves as representatives of the Tzibur's Karbanis that the Kohanim were bringing. So why would they be reading from B'maisa B'Rashis if their purpose is regarding Karbanis? So Amr Abami says, because Il Moli Mamadis, if not for the Mamadis, meaning if not for the Karbanis that the Mamadis are representing, like in the sky, heaven and earth would not be sustained, and therefore, yeah, we read Maisa Rashis to show that this is what's keeping the Maisa Rashis going. Shtemach, it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, Im Le Brisi, Yem Balayla, if not for my covenant, day and night, which are the Karbanis, Chukka Shemaim Varetz, Le Samti, the statues of heaven and earth, I wouldn't place. So therefore, that's why they read for Maisa Rashis. So to Exir, it says in Rashis that by Yemer, Avram Avinu said, Hashem Likim, Hashem God, b'ma edekei reshena, with what will I know that I will inherit Eretz Yisrael? So I'm Avram lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, what essentially Avram was saying from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Shem echas v'shalom Yisrael chaitin lefanecha, maybe God forsake that the Jewish people will sin in front of you. V'ata oislam k'der ha'mabu, look at their flog, and what are you going to do with them? Like you did with the generation of the flood, and the generation of the dispersion, that you're going to kill them, you're going to destroy them. So Amalai said to him, no, I'm not going to do that to the Jewish people. So he said it in front of him, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world. But Ma'eda, with what will I know? Those are the words he says in the Torah. Essentially, he's saying, what can you tell me that I could teach the Jewish people something that could create that they'll have atonement for their sins? That Amalai, Hashem said to him, Kachali Eglim Mishulashas of a garment. Take for me three calves, etc. Essentially, Hashem was telling him that animals, the karbanas, will be the atonement for the Jewish people. And that's what we're saying, that's what the Mamadis represent. And that will sustain the Jewish people, which sustains the world. But still, Avram Avinu said in front of Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world, Teinach b'zman she'beis hamikdash kaim. That's very well when the beis hamikdash is still standing. But b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, matay alem. But when there's no more beis hamikdash, there's no more karbanos, what's going to be with the Jewish people? Adam Allah, Hashem said to him, Kvar tikanti lem seidu karbanos. I already instituted for them the order of the karbanos, meaning the parshias of the karbanos, the sugyas of karbanos. As long as they read on the topics of the karbanas, I'm going to consider it as if they sacrificed in front of me karbanas, and therefore I'm going to forgive them for all their sins. And that's the idea about saying karbanas before Pesukah Tzimin. That idea is that the saying that is like bringing those karbanas. Now the Mishnah said, "Betayni is on public fast." So the Kriyas HaTorah is brachas uklolis, are the blessings and the curses that it says in the Torah regarding if the Jewish people keep the Torah or chazav shalom not. And moreover, the Mishnah said, "Ve'im afsikim uklolis." When you're giving the aliyah, you don't stop in the middle of the curses. And that says Gemara. Now, where do we know that you can't stop in the middle of the curses? So Amr B'chir B'gam Do Amr Basi says, because Do Amr Kral is a pasuk in Mishnah, it says, Musar Hashem, the rebuke of Hashem, which are the klalas, B'ni my son, Altimas, don't be disgusted with. In other words, whoever stops the middle, it shows as if it's difficult for him to read it. So it shows that you're being ma'os in those curses. Now, Masech to say from actually, they learned it out from the end of the pasuk, where it says, V'atokitz B'techachtai, which literally means to say, don't be disgusted with his rebuke, but it also could be read, don't make it into kaitzen kaitzen, where the word kaitzen could also mean kitzitza, like a stop. Don't make stops in it, so that's a clear reference to the klalus of Hashem not stopping in the middle. Now, Shlokosh Hashem gives another interpretation. He says, Lefi she'ein amin bracha l'paranis. The reason why you can't stop in the middle is because you have to make a bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah. And then you're going to be making a blessing on the punishment. So we don't make blessings on the punishment. So therefore, you can't stop in the middle. Say, Lehecha of it. So rather, what should you do? So Tanu will learn a braisa. Kishu maschel, when you're starting, maschel b'pasik shalofneim. You have to start at least a pasik before the curses. When you're ending the aliyah, you have to end at least one more pasuk after that, because you can't make a bracha on it neither before or after. You have to have at least had a cushion of a non-curse bracha, non-punishment pasuk to make a bracha on it. Now, Amabai, but he qualifies this halacha, and he says, but this was only said regarding the curses that are said, like which those are the psukim that we're talking about in the Mishnah, the curses of Seva Vayikra. Of a klalish of a mission, the Torah paisik, but the curse is in save a dvarim, that you could stop in the middle. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, halalu, because these of sefer vayikra and teres kainim, balashin rabba amuris, they were said in plural to the entirety of the Jewish people. And moreover, Moshe mepiyah gvura amarin, it was Moshe Rabbeinu saying it from in the name of Hashem, meaning he was an agent to say over the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he kept on saying, V'nasati, V'hefkadati, V'shalachti. What a minute, that's not Moshe Rabbeinu saying he's going to do all this. It's rather who could do it, which is he's just talking over the words that Hashem himself said, but it's the curses from Hashem. Whereas V'halalu, these in Mishnah Torah, B'loshen Yachar Amor. First of all, it's said in the singular, not like to everyone. Moreover, Moshe Mepi Atzmei Amor, as Moshe was saying it on his own. He was saying, Yakh Hashem, Yidvak Hashem Bacha. Moshe was saying on his own, if you're going to violate Hashem's mitzvahs, so he's going to visit upon you all these punishments. But it wasn't from Hashem, and therefore it's not as severe, and therefore one could stop in the middle of those curses. As the Gemara illustrates with a story, the Levi Barbuti Havakari. Levi Barbuti was reading for Komagamgim, and he was mumbling. He was saying it quickly and with difficulty. Kamed Rav Huna, in front of Rav Huna, Baruri, with the curses that are in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim. So Amalai, so Rav Huna said to him, Akanafshach, he says, if you want to, you could stop. Because obviously you're disgusted with reading it, like you can't tolerate it, so you're doing it fast and you're mumbling it. Because he says, Leishano ele klolot shebeteres kainim, we didn't learn this, that you can't stop in the middle, only the curses in Sefer Yikra. But in Devarim you could stop, so if it's too difficult for you to read it because of the punishments that are going to befall the Jewish people, you could stop in the middle. Now, related, the Gemara brings that Tanya learned the Braisa. Shimon Lazaim says, Ezra Tikkun on Yisrael, Ezra Sefer instituted for the Jewish people, Shiukarin Kalolish HaBateris Koinim Kuid Matzeres, that it should come out in the Kriyas HaTorah of the year, that the curses in Sefer Vayikra, which is in Bechukaisa, should come out before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the reason is, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, is because that's the time of reaping and the fruits of the tree. So it's like a day of judgment. So we want to have the curses done with before Shavuos. And Meshav Mishnah Torah Kodesh Shoshana, and we want to have the curses in Devarim before Shoshana, which is that's toward the end of the Kriyas Torah of the year, which is around Simchas Torah time. You get in the curses of Mishnah Torah before it. Says even my time. Why do you institute it like this? So Mabaya Vitem Sansev is Rish Lakish is Kadesh Tichla Hashanah V'Kilelosel, a famous phrase that you should be done with the year with its curses and to start off now in the new year with a fresh start with all the blessings. So the Gemara wonders, Bishla Mishnah Torah, so we understand regarding the curses and Sevet Devarim, Ika Kadesh Tichla Hashanah V'Kilelosel. There is that idea of being done with the year and its curses because we're starting a new year. It's Rosh Hashanah. But to say to have the curses in Teres Kayanim before Shavuos, well, Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, what's the idea of getting it done before Shavuos? Says Gemara, in yes, Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres Shavuos is also a beginning of a year. There's not like learning the Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it talks about many different Rosh Hashanahs in the year. And it says, Uba Peret, Uba Atzeres Al Peres Inu. Because although Rosh Hashanah is a universal judgment and primarily on the human being, but there's different times of the year that are also days of judgment. Specific on Shavuos is a judgment on the fruits of the tree. So therefore, we want to get done with the curses before that Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. Tanya, we learned the Braisa from the same Tana that we just quoted before. Shimon the Lazo, he says a different teaching. He says, if the elders tell you to destroy, and the young ones, the youth, tell you to build, so destroy and don't build. Because the destroying of the elders is building, and the building of the youth is actually destroying. And a similar davar, mnemonic to recall this, is from Malachim Aleph that talks about Rechavim ben Shlema, who the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph that he left the council of the elders. And because of that, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the counsel that he took from the youth. So though he thought he was building, it's really destroying. Now, going back to the theme of discussing in the Mishnah, Tanabon learned the Braisa. Malkam Shemavsikim B'Shabbos Shachris. The first opinion here says that when we finish laning the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos in the morning, which was the previous week's parasha, which we just finished all parasha, Shom Karim B'Mincha, that's when you take off, which is the beginning of the next parasha, by Mincha on Shabbos. Now, B'Mincha, where you left off, which is like the custom is up until Sheni, by Mincha where you finished. So Shom Karim B'Sheni, that's where you start off on Monday. You take off from Sheni. And let's say you do on Monday, like you do till Shlishi. So B'Sheni, wherever you end on Sheni, on Monday, Shom Karim B'Chamisha, that's where you take off and you continue laning on Thursday. B'Chamisha, wherever you finished on Thursday, Shom Karim L'Shabbos Abba, that's where you start off the next Shabbos. You don't start from the beginning of the parasha. Wherever you had left off going through the week, from Shabbos Mincha to Monday to Thursday, that's where you take off on the next Shabbos. That's Divrei Meir. But Yehuda, which is like our custom, the place where you stop laning Shabbos in the morning, so Shom Karim B'Mincha, that's where you start off, which is next week's parasha, Shabbos afternoon. U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, U'L'Shabbos Abba. And that's the same place where you continue restarting on Monday and Thursday and the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos, you start from the beginning of the parasha, just like you do throughout the week. Now, Amr B'Zeri says that halacha is Malkam Shemavsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, the place where you stop laning Shabbos in the morning. Shom Karim B'Mincha, U'B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishi, U'L'Shabbos Abba. That's where you start laning by all the times of Shabbos afternoon, Monday, Thursday, and the next Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why do you have to say the whole halacha? For lema halacha Rabbi Yehuda just said, that's halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Tana that Rabbi Yehuda just said. Says the continuing type of lamed beis amar alav mishum de afchilu. No, because some people switch around the attribution of opinions, Reb Meir to Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda to Reb Meir. So since if it's going to say Reb Yehuda, it won't be clear which opinion he means. So therefore he went and specified that whole halacha, which is as we have it in the version of the Braisa, like Reb Yehuda, which is our custom to continue and start over every time from the beginning of the parasha, including the next week's Shabbos.